Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel today is pleasant and sunny. In Jerusalem, expect clear skies, while Tel Aviv is enjoying a mild breeze. Haifa is seeing similar conditions. It's a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran denies targeting the UAE, while Prime Minister Netanyahu voices support for the UAE after reported Iranian strikes. This comes from the Jerusalem Post earlier today. Also, President Trump pauses a U.S. operation in the Strait of Hormuz, citing great progress with Iran. This update is from I-24 News earlier this hour. Also this hour, the U.S. continues to push the Lebanese president to meet with Netanyahu, maintaining that direct talks are key for peace. Times of Israel reported this story earlier today. Separately, Germany reaffirms its support for Israel during a visit by Foreign Minister Sa'ar. Discussions included Iran, Gaza, and regional security. Ynet provided this update from earlier today. And finally, Trump announces a proposed 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This announcement, covered by Axios, aims to facilitate a potential peace deal with Iran. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst Osen613 posted just minutes ago that Iranian authorities attributed loud sounds on Keshm Island to air defenses confronting drones. No damage was reported. Lahav Harkov, a notable journalist, mentioned earlier today that there seems to be little chance for political shifts in the religious Zionist party. Gideon Saar, a prominent Israeli politician, expressed concern over Belgium's indictment of three Mohels, urging the Belgian government to find a solution. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Iran and the UAE. Earlier today, Iran denied accusations of targeting the UAE, following Prime Minister Netanyahu's support for the Emiratis. The Jerusalem Post reports that this follows heightened tensions in the region. The situation remains delicate, with potential implications for regional stability. Turning to the Strait of Hormuz, I-24 News informs us that President Trump paused an operation to guide ships through the strait, citing significant progress with Iran. This pause signals a shift in U.S. strategy and may open pathways for diplomatic engagement. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel highlights U.S. diplomatic efforts as Washington pushes for a meeting between Lebanese President Aoun and Netanyahu. Despite Aoun's reluctance, the U.S. insists dialogue is crucial for advancing peace. In related news, Ynet details Germany's reaffirmed support for Israel amid ongoing regional challenges. Foreign Minister Sa'ar's discussions in Berlin underline Germany's stance against the nuclear Iran. This collaboration is vital for Israel's security. Finally, Axios reports on Trump's announcement of a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This initiative, while politically sensitive, could pave the way for broader peace negotiations involving Iran. Civilians on both sides hope for a respite from hostilities. Turning to business and markets. The American dollar has plummeted to its lowest level in 30 years, trading at 2.92 shekels. Walla Business attributes this to recent U.S. economic announcements impacting currency markets significantly. Separately, Elon Musk plans to visit Israel following the rescheduling of a tech conference. CTech reports that discussions will focus on autonomous driving, marking a significant event in the tech industry. And finally, Teva Pharmaceuticals resumes acquisitions with a $900 million deal for Emalex. Ynet Business emphasizes the strategic importance of this move for Teva, especially in the pharmaceutical sector's competitive landscape. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 11 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.